I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
Nerds! I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, your guest teacher is Maggie Chan Jones, the founder and CEO of Tenshi. Tenshi is a tech-enabled executive coaching company that helps women advance into leadership roles and the boardroom. She founded Tenshi after an incredible career in marketing at several of the world's largest technology companies, including Microsoft and SAP. She is a seasoned C-level executive. She specializes in marketing, business transformation, and technology. And prior to becoming an entrepreneur, she was the first woman to become the global chief marketing officer at SAP, responsible for leading SAP's advertising, brand experience, sponsorships, digital marketing, strategic events, customer audience journey, and field and partner marketing across all markets. During her tenure at SAP, she led the transformation of the SAP brand to becoming the world's 21st most valuable brand. She was also an executive sponsor for diversity and inclusion in the CEO board area and part of the SAP Innovation Roundtable.
What was your experience as being a really incredible women tech leader as you rose through the ranks? Have you noticed anything? Because I'm sure that, of course, over the years, it's gotten a little bit better compared to when you first started during the dot-com and whatnot. But as you rose to the ranks, talk to me about your experience being a woman leader in tech.
Well, so I personally feel really fortunate that I, you know, let me take a step back. So if you look at the broader industry, as an example, you know, McKinsey and Linen, every year they do a study on women in the workplace. And over the last 5 years, when you look at the percentage of women in the C-suite and the percentage of women of color in the C-suite, they don't really change that much. And, you know, right now it's roughly only about 21% of the C-suite are women and only 4% are women of color. So, you know, when you look at the workforce starting out at 50-50, well, how do we get from 50-50 to 20% or to 4%? So knowing that and also being in tech, I remember in my early days in tech, most of the time I would be in a meeting and I was the only woman in the room, or definitely the only woman of color in the room. Nowadays, that still happens. And it doesn't, you know, I mean, the thing that I like and I love seeing the progress is I definitely a lot more meetings now when I go into that I see, you know, like I definitely see more diversity. But it is still a minority. It's not an equal playing field yet. So that is why I personally believe that when you think about sponsorship and when organizations thinking from a diversity, equity, and inclusion perspective, you have to be very intentional looking at your workforce, seeing where you have gaps, where you have, you know, opportunity to improve, and focus on development areas that can help you to really create an inclusive environment. And my view is that until you have representation, you're not going to have inclusion. And until that happens, then that's where people, everyone can feel like they belong.
Allowed you to get that CMO position at SAP. How can we unpack that strategy that allowed you to not, I guess, not strategy, but of course the mix of your career skills, plus the fact that perhaps you had sponsorship, plus you had a company that wanted to bring in just the best talent, and that's what they were looking for, and they brought you in. So I'm trying to figure out, how do we get more, you know, Maggie's, you know, CMO, SAP, how do we get more of those, and what was the path to get there?
Yes. First and foremost is really understanding or knowing where you want to go. And having that clarity for your career North Star, right? Not everyone want to be a CMO, so you have to at least...
I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS, 1617539.
Nerds! I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you.
You know, first point is that where you want to go? And then the second piece is, how do you take intentional steps to get there? Because, you know, you may say, you know, for example, I may be mentoring an executive, and, you know, and one of the things that I always say to people I mentor, especially when they are thinking about their career journey, is, where do you want to go? Where do you want to take your career? Which was the exact same question that I got back in the days at Microsoft. And so understanding where you want to go is important. And then the steps that you take has to be very intentional. And more so when I talk with executive women, right, they may be at, you know, one or two level before, you know, they may be at one or two level below the C-suite. Those steps become very critical, because that would determine which path you are going to take and will help you to get those type of roles. So going back to, you know, my own journey, I was having a lot of fun at Microsoft. I, you know, my career was going well, and that was back in 2012, and cloud was taking off. So that was great. At the same time, I also knew that, you know, there were so many layers between where I was and where the chief marketing officer role was. So I'm like, okay, you know, when I was looking at opportunities, I actually was offered a role to go to China to, you know, to do a business unit lead for the marketing side. And then another opportunity came across was to be a senior vice president of marketing at Level 3. And Level 3 at that time was a Fortune 500 company. So between the two roles, even though both were really amazing, and, you know, honestly, if I could clone myself, I would do both. But, you know, knowing that my longer term goal was to become a CMO one day, then, you know, taking the role, taking a bigger risk to leave the company I was comfortable with and going to Level 3 at that time was very intentional. And then, yeah, go ahead, Scott.
No, I was going to say, so what I also want to understand, though, so that makes sense to me. So being intentional about where you move your career. But the reason why, what I'm trying to unpack is, why is there that 4%? That 4% of underserved groups, marginalized groups, and women C-suite leaders. I'm sure a lot of everyone that doesn't have that clear direction, but I think a lot of them probably do. So it's about having that clear direction as to where you want to take your career. But then after that,
yeah,
how do you move the needle on that? How do you bridge that gap? Because a lot of women that do have that very purposeful, driven, laser vision on what I need to do next, this, this, and that to get to the C-suite.
That is exactly right, Scott. Like, you have your ambition, you know what you need to do from building your own competencies, then it's really about sponsorship. It's really about getting the right sponsors and who can advocate for you, who can give you visibility and open doors to new opportunities. So in the case of my own journey, getting to become the CMO of SAP at that time was, you know, an executive recruiting firm reached out to me about this opportunity. And, you know, that took a while at the beginning. But once I spoke with the chief HR officer at that time, Stefan Rees, and we really connect, and he was like, you know, you need to speak with our CEO, Bill McDermott. And after speaking with Bill, that's when things became clear. Bill was a sponsor of mine, and, you know, I went through the rest of the interview process knowing that I have his support, and, you know, getting to that was very critical. And, you know, and on the other side, someone like Bill and Stefan really understanding that they need to make big bets on talent is also very critical, because without that, like, I wouldn't have got to where I got to.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds! I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you.